Dream is a landmark sculpture by international artist Jaume Plensa. It is built on the site of the coal mine at Sutton Manor. Just how did this amazing artwork come to be here?
Years after the mine closed, people wanted something to remember the colliery. St Helens Council wanted to improve the area. The Forestry Commission wanted us to enjoy the woodland. The miners wanted a memorial.
How did they decide what to do?
Well, Liverpool Biennial were approached by St Helens Council. Ex-miners at Sutton Manor Colliery had nominated this site to be involved in a Channel 4 television programme called The Big Art Project. We started to progress very quickly, with me working with the ex-miners to think about the kind of thing that they wanted to commission for that site.
The miners' group chose an artist to design the sculpture and enter the competition. His name is Jaume Plensa. He comes from Spain and he's well known all over the world.
We was looking for someone who could design something that reflected the past but took the site into the future. And the reason we chose Jaume was the work he'd done with size and shape, and also he had a signature of light. We wanted something for the site that was highly visible 24/7. So the idea of the light won us over even more to Jaume.
They took part in Channel 4's Big Art Project on the telly, and Dream was the star of the series. The head of the young girl is 20 metres high. It is made of concrete and a special type of marble to reflect the light. It took them 1,400 hours to put up. They drank 5,500 cups of tea and coffee while they were here.
The base of Dream represents a miner's tally. This is the number of discs that each miner had to identify them and let people know whether they were still underground. Why did the artist choose a dreaming girl?
In many cultures, took the head as the main symbol, the main concept. Mm. It would be fantastic if we can link St. Helens to the big tradition of heads through all the art history. Also, this idea of a dream, this possibility to link with something untouchable. I choose that girl for the final project, because for me it's the image of future.
Oh, and did you guess what she's dreaming of? She's dreaming of light, the light the miners dreamed of while they worked in the dark, a dream of the future.
The motto of St Helens is Ex Terra Lucem, which means out of the earth comes light. Because it was a huge coal mining area and the coal that was mined was used to light the fires of the Industrial Revolution as well as people's domestic fires.
When you are working in the darkness, light is like a dream. That was a little bit the excuse of my title.
Thanks to curator Laurie Peak, former miners Gary Conley and Brian Sulkeld, and the children of Sutton Manor Primary.